One day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent out an expedition, a group of people, his students, companions, and they went and they come back after a few weeks, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants to hear the report of what happened, who they met, who accepted Islam. And amongst the discussion, there was a complaint about the Imam that was chosen to lead them in this expedition. They had a complaint, the Sahaba. The Prophet ﷺ said, what is the complaint? He said, our Imam, every time he led Salah, he would read Surah Fatiha and then Surah Ikhlas. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. One of the smallest chapters in the Quran. Sometimes he would read a surah and then he would conclude it with this. He would read another surah, another chapter of the Quran, but always conclude it with Surah Al-Ikhlas. Surah Ikhlas was his go-to surah. In our case, we're so used to reading small surahs because we have to quickly go back to work and take care of our daily responsibilities. But this sahabi was reading Surah Al-Ikhlas constantly in salah, which eventually became a complaint. So the Prophet ﷺ said to the sahaba, سَلُهُ لِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ يَصْنَعْ. Do me a favor. Ask this imam of yours who used to lead you, why does he always choose to recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ in salah? So they asked him, فَسَأَلُوا. The man says, فَإِنَّهَا صِفَةُ الرَّحْمَنِ. Surah Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, is one of the surahs that describe the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His oneness, his greatness. So, وَأَنَا أُحِبُّ, and I love this surah. It reminds me of Allah's oneness, His purity. And I just love this surah. They go and they tell the Prophet ﷺ. So they're complaining. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, go inquire why. They get the reply. They come back to the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ says, what did he say? He says he loves this surah because it is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the attributes of Allah. It speaks about His greatness and His oneness. So the Prophet ﷺ said, أَخْبِرْهُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ. He loves this surah. Let him know that indeed Allah also loves him. In one narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, let him know, إِنَّ حُبَّهَا أَدْخَلْهَا الْجَنَّةِ. The love of this surah has guaranteed him paradise. Imagine being affected with a small surah of the Quran. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ gave a sahabi, a companion of the Prophet ﷺ, assurance that he was going to paradise. And that is our responsibility. Fall in love with the surah. Recite, like, I come across a verse, I just love this verse. I want to read it over and over and over. Just addicted to it. You know, sometimes there are some things that we just want to watch over, hear over, and there's some people we just can't stop talking to. The Quran or a verse of the Quran or a chapter of the Quran should have that impact in our life. And inshallah, with that same extension that this companion loved this surah, we will love a Quran or a surah or ayah in the Quran that will grant us Jannah. And there's a reason why he loved this ayah or this surah. Because prior to Islam, he was worshipping many gods and many false gods and idols. Surah Ikhlas purified him from such false beliefs. And he always wanted to remind himself of that. That Allah is pure, He's free from any partners. And this is how we can relate to. There might be a person who had a past. Now there's a surah in the Quran that purifies him from such practices and ideologies or habits, and he gets hooked onto, or she gets hooked onto that surah. There's nothing wrong with it. There are so many surahs in the Quran, so many verses. You can like something, everything is beautiful, but you can get attracted to something, get attached to something for a personal reason. So personalize yourself with the Quran. Connect with the Quran and let the Quran impact you. Like Surah Ikhlas, a small surah impacted this companion and guaranteed him paradise for the love that he had for the surah.